It's 6 o'clock.
Inspiration 105.9 FM.
Inspiration FM, Nigeria's number one family radio station. Inspiration FM. This is the world news.
Thanks for joining us on the World News at 6 today, Wednesday, July 27, 2022. And the highlight senators from opposition political parties issue six-week ultimatum to President Muhammadu Buhari to tackle security challenges in Nigeria. Nigeria Security and Civil Defense Corps raises alarm over an uncovered plan by bandits to attack some states in Nigeria. Association of Women Living with HIV calls for an assent to the bill prohibiting stigmatization and discrimination of persons living with HIV. On the foreign scene, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Boris Johnson is a big friend of his country. And in sports, Manchester United completes Lisandro Martinez signing from Ajax in £57 million deal. Details in just a moment. Thanks for joining us on the news. I am Lucky Maxwell. Now the news in detail. Association of Women Living with HIV and AIDS, ASHWAN, a Kwaibom State chapter, has heightened calls for an assent to the bill prohibiting stigmatization and discrimination of persons living with HIV. The group appealed to Governor Domi Emmanuel to expedite action in signing the anti-stigmatization bill into law to avoid discrimination against HIV-positive persons in the state. This call follows a disturbing case involving a member of the association, which was brought before the Chief Magistrate Court 9 in Uyo. The case is on defamation of character and assault, which established that the defendant, one Mr. Aniefiok, was accused of dumping his former fiancée, whom he had been cohabiting with for over a period of 2 years, on the ground that she is HIV positive. The defendant was also accused of posting his fiancée's pictures on Facebook, revealing that she has contracted the virus with the aim of ridiculing her and thereby subjecting her to a psychosocial trauma. It might interest you to know that Section 28, Subsection 1 of the HIV Anti-Stigma Bill indicates that it is an offense for anyone to breach the rule of confidentiality about an infected person. Speaking to journalists about the case, the state coordinator of ASHWAN, Mrs. Rachel Ignatius, said, "People are taking advantage of women living with HIV and getting away with it because there is no law to protect their rights."
There's no law backing us in terms of acting on stigma because our governor have not signed the law for us to start implementing it. I am in the court today because one of my members has been stigmatized and has been labeled positive up to social media. And I am seeking justice for that case because that man, after using my member for that number of years, because of her status, she has now scandalized her, labeled her, and warned people on social media that they should not go close to us. So I am here to plead with our governor to sign the law. Because if he signed the law, so many people will have the ego to speak up, knowing that they have what is defending them.
Also speaking, the program manager for ASHWAN, Glory Alban, asserted that the bill will help people in the society get mindful of how they treat their fellow human beings, irrespective of their health status.
When this bill is being assented, it will help us to, you know, focus. Now, I can also say I also have a right. I can fight for my rights. I can come to court and say, okay, yes, this person did this or this. And people say we'll be afraid. And people will support people living with HIV. So please, as much as we want our right, we want this bill to be passed. Because if this bill is being passed, even this accuser will also know that there are issues. We are hoping and we are praying that the governor will listen to us, listen to our and push this course for us successfully.
During the proceeding, the counsel for the plaintiff prayed the court to strike out the case, as he was not given any proof of evidence, neither did he have an audience with the prosecutor. The presiding judge, Sam Emmanuel Esquire, overruled the prayer made by the defending counsel to strike out the case, stating that it would be unjust to strike out the case since the prosecutor and her counsel have already registered their appearance in court. The presiding judge, however, adjourned the case to August 23, 2022 and urged the prosecuting counsel to provide all proof of evidence to the defending counsel before the next hearing scheduled for August 23, 2022. This is the World News from Inspiration 105.9 FM. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.